Hello, and welcome to episode 39 of the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, also known as J-Bond, with me as always.
They don't know by now. They should know. It's your boy Mike, son.
Noice. It is Sunday, September 27th. And again, weather's nice. It's not bad.
It's not bad today, man. Can't complain.
Yeah, can't complain. My neck hurts. I must have slept wrong. My neck is absolutely killing me. It just hurts a lot. You know, like when you can only like look like so far in one direction before you're like, ah, that hurts.
Right. It's that. That's how it feels.
Yeah, it's like that, but on both sides of your neck, not just like one side.
It's like you can't really turn it. You have to turn your whole body to look.
Yeah, exactly. The fucking worst. It's like being in a real video game.
Ouch.
Why do I have to look forward and shoot forward? Why can't I shoot forward and look to my left? Because you're not wearing a VR headset, that's why. So anyways, today we've got a little real... It's not like a real talk conversation, but it's something that
just
pisses me off. And so... It's nerd shaming in nerd culture, or geek shaming, or just not shaming in general, because this was a specific incident that's related to, like, a nerd culture. Mm-hmm. So, week or two ago, jumping on Facebook, post from a friend, went to Walmart, saw a grown man wearing a Pokemon shirt. Is there any way to tell him he's got zero chance of ever having sex? Right. So that was the post. And I immediately was like, what the fuck is that? Like, that's
bullshit. Right.
So, yeah, because he's wearing a Pokemon shirt, he's never going to have sex, right?
Right. Yeah.
And this is coming from somebody who loves movies and loves Marvel and loves Stan Lee and, like, not necessarily maybe a comic book person, but, like, also but plays video games. So
right.
So I'm like, so you just blatantly picking on. So I didn't message him on Facebook. I'm not that... generally speaking, that kind of person where I start shit in comments.
Mm-hmm.
So I message him, send him a text, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, that's pretty fucking stupid. It's kind of a... I'm like, that's kind of a shitty... I think I said specifically that's a really shitty attitude to have.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it ended up being this giant, stupid, you know... text message thread to the point where... So, here's the best part. Did you not read the status? It wasn't dissing Pokemon. It was dissing the fact that someone has pretty much no chance of getting laid by wearing that. And I'm like, but that is dissing Pokemon and him. It's saying both the being associated with said content and that content at your age means you'll never have sex. And I was like, are you capable of processing thought? So it went on and on for like a good 10 or 15 minutes to the point where he sent me a picture of some random attractive woman, I guess. Maybe she's a model or an actress. I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, what are your chances wearing a Pokemon shirt with her? And I was like, does she like Pokemon? I was like, because I don't know. I was like, we most likely have nothing in common if she's like a movie star, because movie stars, generally speaking, aren't conservative or into video games because they're usually too busy giving a shit about themselves, and that in and of itself is a generalization on movie stars and actresses and actors. So I sent him a picture of Jessica Negri, and I was like, what do you think your chances are with her? I was like, because she's very much in the gaming community and very much enjoys Pokemon. It's like I wanted to send her pictures of like Ireland, send him pictures of like Ireland Reed, you know, all these different, like, I'm not going to start naming people, but, like, all these other different,
all
you know, all the different cosplayers, all the different gaming personalities that are female, all the different shoutcasters, all the different Twitch streamers, partnered streamers, like, hell, even some of the community managers that, you know, I'm friends with, who will remain nameless, are very attractive women, so, and they love video games, so, and it's not like they always wear Pokemon shirts or Nintendo shirts or Sony shirts or you know, whatever.
Right.
I was like, so that's kind of fucking stupid. I was like, and I was like, he's probably like you and me. If you said he was around your age, that means he probably played Pokemon growing up.
Yeah. So,
So.
it's, I don't know. It's unfortunate that people have that mindset that, oh, I'm better than them because, I can get laid with this person or that person. Like, you'd be surprised what type of people, will, I guess, quote unquote, hook up.
It's not even the hookup thing. I'm more pissed that he picked on he used Pokemon as a way to basically degrade this guy. It's no different
Right.
than he said if he said the guy likes, math so much he's never gonna get laid. Like, do I have the heart to tell him that this guy's in four physics classes so he's not gonna get laid? But it's more the hypocrisy of the fact that he's a big fan of Marvel and Stan Lee.
Oh, gotcha.
So
Basically, he
It's like,
himself is a nerd.
well, that's the thing, right?
Bashing another.
How is Marvel okay, but
Any different
Pokemon is
focus.
not?
Yeah, right.
Because my
That
thing
doesn't make
is
sense.
I didn't look it up, but I imagine that Pokemon as a franchise has just sold billions and billions of in or millions. Maybe it's not billions, but I imagine
No,
it's probably
still a lot of
sold.
money.
It's I don't know though. I mean, Pokemon has been out since like 96. I think the first one was 96. Let me just quickly look this up. This is video game sales Wikipedia. I don't think this is necessarily legitimate. I don't know when this was posted. It doesn't have
Brenna
an
Blue
update.
came out like
But
'96.
it
First
says
game was '96.
Pokemon has sold 260 million copies. 260 million copies is a lot. Hang on. I gotta see, that's the problem. See, this isn't telling me sales and money, it's telling me sales and volume. But either way, like I don't understand how there's a disconnect between like Pokemon and Marvel or even something like anime and video games, right? I think they're all interconnected. We're all under the same hat. You know, and
Yeah,
whether you
that's
want,
true.
and like, you know, whether you want, like, I'm sure there's some people who are like, the word nerd is offensive. Fuck off, first off.
Yeah, it's just a word.
Step two is
Come
it's a word that describes people like us. You know, people that
on.
like video games and comic books and, cartoons and
Right?
TV shows about superheroes or superheroes in general. You know, I think it's really frustrating. And like, whatever, he took the high road out of being right, and I just was like so fucking annoyed that he misses it.
Yeah.
Because it's like he was trying to say that, like, oh, that's not what I'm saying, but that is, ex it's literally exactly what you said. Like, yeah, I don't know if you understand the concept of reading, and I don't think he listens to this podcast. And if he does, I'm sure I'll get a text message like in 4 days from now being like, what the fuck, you're an asshole. But the reality is I don't, there's no way around it. There is no way
Right.
around
Oh,
it. If
yeah.
you're telling me that you think someone's not going to get laid, which, by the way, he then edited the post to say ever has a chance with a girl.
Oh, God.
And it's like, I am one small data point in a multitude of data points, but I can confirm that if you like Pokemon, you can have sex with women.
Right, no,
Very
yeah.
much can confirm that.
You can find other women like Pokemon, easy.
Yeah. I can
If they
also
don't
con
like Pokemon.
I can also confirm that you can have sex with people who like anime and video games. I can, as one data point,
That's true.
can confirm that. So it's really just frustrating that, like, oh, so if they like Marvel, it's okay.
Right, no, yeah.
Yeah.
They have to like one thing and then it's just, yeah.
And it was like, he was like, there's not that many people. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it was like, it became like a fucking competition. And I'm like, the Marvel movies do billions of dollars a year. Pokemon, for the Pokemon games sell millions of copies every year.
Oh,
Like, and guess what? The, like, because he said something about, I said something about conventions. And I was like, these people exist in real life. And he's like, there's only 50,000 people at conventions or something. And I'm like, yeah, but they exist in real life. And like,
It's
the tickets sold out for PAX, Comic-Con, different anime, Boston Comic-Con, Seattle, San Diego Comic-Con,
Oh, they all sell out quick, yeah.
all these different Comic-Cons, Dragon Con, whatever con, they always sell out, which means more people wanted to buy the tickets than tickets were available, which means there's more people than just the people that attend the conferences. Some people just can't attend. I know tons of people who want to go to PAX every year that simply just can't. They're like, I live too far away, or I can't get a hotel, or I couldn't get tickets. You know, I'm in the process of helping some people make a plan for PAX East this year as well. Because
Nice.
they've never been and they really want to go, and they're like, you know, will you help us try and figure stuff out? And I was like, yeah, sure. You know, these are the hotels that are definitely nearby. These are the hotels that are going to be harder to get to. You know, but my whole thing was just like, you know, the average business person wearing a suit could play video games when they get home.
Right, yeah,
Like,
there's a
there's
chance
tons
that
of
there's like
people
no
I've
one's
bumped
gonna
into
ever.
at PAX who were straight up, as you know, some people would stereotype and be like non-gamers, but like they were just like regular people who were like, I just like video games and I had the day off, so I figured I'd come check it out. Why
Right?
not? You
Yeah.
know? You know, tons of people only play Madden,
True.
you know, or play FIFA,
Competition
and they don't
there.
play anything else, but that's still like, so they
Yeah, it
still
still
appreciate the
counts.
things. I was at an event yesterday, and I could not tell you how many video game shirts I kept seeing. I saw one that was, it was like Mega Man. It was Mega Man in the way that it was set up with the typefaces, but it was all the different Zelda enemies from Zelda
Oh,
1. So
nice.
it had like the sword and the little all the different enemies and their names, but they were all, even it was a blue t-shirt and the text was white 8-bit from Mega Man, and everything was just like set up in a grid.
Sweet.
It was a couple gears. I saw like two Gears of War t-shirts, and there were two different people because they were two different color shirts. So it's not like you went
Right.
back and changed.
No, yeah.
It's like, ah, I got to change into my white Gears of War shirt. You know, it's a bunch of people. I saw a couple people with 3DSs, you know, kids, because my guess is their
Street
parents just
passing
drag
there.
them to fucking, you know, events, and they're just like, whatever.
They're just gonna street pass and play whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know about the street passing thing. I don't have a 3DS, so I don't get it.
Yeah, you just, like
You
it's
just pass people and stuff happens,
yeah,
basically.
you can like yeah.
I had brought my Vita, but I didn't even end up. I never really even got to sit down, so.
Oh, gee. It's ridiculous. With that
Yeah.
mindset. You can't just judge someone when you too yourself are some form
But it's
of.
not even that you can't judge them when you're not. You just. It's bullshit. The whole argument
Right.
is bullshit.
Calling someone out when you yourself
But,
can be
like, that
called
would be
out.
like if you saw, like, a 60-year-old dude wearing, like, a Metallica shirt. And I'd be like, yeah, he probably fucking liked Metallica when he was, like, 40 or 30. Or, you know, I don't know. Metallica been around
Right.
30 years? I don't know. But, like, some of these bands, it's getting to the point where, like, you could have been listening to them for 3 decades. You know,
Right.
the fucking Foo Fighters' first album came out in, let's see, Foo Fighters' discography. Because I want to look. They were formed in '94,
Oh, wow.
so 04 to 14, so 20 years. So there's, you know, there could be 40-year-old people rocking out to Foo Fighters. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
Yeah, first album released in 95. It went platinum.
Nice.
Boom. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just annoying. It just pissed me off, and so it made me want to just discuss.
No, yeah, I get you.
Because I don't I, like I you know I'm an asshole. I pick on people. I do.
Right.
But I don't. I just I feel like I
But it's
don't.
not like you like. Throw it in people's faces like, haha, I'm, better
Well,
than you because of this
I
or.
never ever say that because 90% of the time I'm never better than anybody, is really what it comes down to. And maybe that's like a lack of confidence thing, but it's just like generally speaking, I'm never like, I drive a better car than you. Like I
Right,
don't.
but
I'm
you don't
general
put
like and
down.
even if I did drive a better car than somebody, I don't know that I would like cut them off and be like, I'm in a Mercedes fuckface.
Right. It's like,
You
hey, I
know,
drive this car. Yeah.
try again when you're driving a fucking real car, you know, and it's like whatever. I just don't care. When I was younger, I was totally like that. Definitely wasn't more of an asshole. But
I think
I
we're
don't
all
know.
weird like that to some extent. But it.
But like, I wouldn't see like a Lady Gaga shirt and be like, gay.
Right.
You know? Or like, that guy's never getting laid wearing a Lady Gaga shirt. I wouldn't say that. I'd just be like, I guess he likes Lady Gaga. To each his own. Like, I might make some stupid comment like, nice shirt, idiot. But like,
Right,
whatever. But like the it's like just like Nickelback. Everybody always picks on Nickelback, but someone's fucking buying all the shit that's paying for all the amazing crap that they get.
It's true.
You
They
know?
obviously they still get people to go to their concerts, so they're doing something right.
Yeah, like they constantly sell out. Yeah,
True.
he the what's the lead singer's name?
Chad Kroger.
Chad Kroeger, thank you. He makes $10 million a year. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. You can't.
It's a
I mean,
lot
I
of money.
guess that's what people like to hate on is, oh, he's got all the success, but he has no talents. Like, well, if he didn't have any talent, he wouldn't be
Have
making that much money.
success, right? Yeah,
Yeah.
because it's like,
You know, like saying, Bill Gates amounted to nothing, but he has all this money that he can just give away to charities and whatever because of success. He didn't even finish school, as far as I know, like college or whatever. He just started Microsoft.
yeah.
So, you can't really say anything and decide that they're terrible just because, you don't like their music or you don't like their product or whatever.
There's a website that I was when I was Googling the Nickelback thing that's 8 reasons you should stop hating Nickelback. And just because we have time, I'm gonna read them for you. And this is a Canadian website, CTVnews.ca. And I'm not gonna read the giant part of it, but here's time to cut Nickelback some slack. Consider 8 reasons why you should put that anger aside and support them, even if you don't like their music. Reason number 8, 8 studio albums and 50 million in album sales. Regardless of what you think of the music, you shouldn't begrudge anyone for hard work and success. Nickelback is living the Canadian dream and should be applauded for that reason alone. Mind you, these answers are probably going to refer to Canada because it's a Canadian website. Hearing Nickelback songs wherever you go and just can't take it anymore, it's not their fault. The CRTC, which I don't know what that is, but I assume it's Canadian Radio something something something.
Right.
Enforces Canadian content regulations and compels Canadian radio stations to play a certain amount of Canadian-produced music. Bands like Nickelback, who churn out accessible, non-threatening rock, get a lot of airtime, but don't blame them for the overkill. Interesting. I didn't know that. But that wouldn't apply here. The reason they probably get played here is because people listen to it. The ratings go up when the song's probably listened to, so they keep playing it. Duh. That's why you hear the same 6 songs on rotation. Also because of the influence of the radio, the conglomerate that owns like all the radio stations anyways. They're like, hey, we just signed all these people, you gotta play their songs. Number 6, Nickelback should be everyone's hometown heroes. The group was formed in Hanna at oh no, that's not Atlanta, that's gonna be Hanna comma Alta. I imagine that's an place, I don't know, a rural town northeast of Calgary with a population of just a couple thousand people, proving anyone from anywhere can make it big. Fair point. Reason number 5, Nickelback haters say the group has no talent. If that's arguably true, we should all be encouraged because it proves that anyone, even talent-impaired people, can achieve career success. AKA suck it, people.
Basically.
Reason number 4, Nickelback takes on social causes, gives a lot of money away to charity. Take a look at their song catalog. You'll find titles that tackle issues of war overseas, drug abuse, teen abortion. They put their money where their mouths are. In 06, they announced that 100% of all digital sales of the song If Everyone Cared donated to Amnesty International and International Children's Awareness Canada. They also donated 500 grand to some foundation, an African charity that helped build childcare, something, 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 and also 50,000 went to British Columbia Children's Hospital. Reason number 3, too many people declare their hatred for Nickelback because it's the cool thing to do. Bashing Nickelback as the poster child for mindless mainstream music is arguably a cheap way of establishing musical snobbery at the expense of others. How many Nickelback fans openly mock other people's musical tastes? Okay, reason number 2, Nickelback doesn't take itself too seriously. In response to NFL halftime show petition, Nickelback agreed to participate in a Funny or Die video tackling the Everyone Hates Nickelback campaign with humor. Warning, video has graphic language, not safe for work. Okay. Reason number one, Nickelback is more a part of who we are than most people want to admit. They often represent inoffensive Canada, a nation and band tolerable to a wide range of people. Rock, but not too heavy, and just edgy enough to not seem like an obvious corporate creation. Also, they're decidedly un-American. Well, fuck you, Nickelback. Nickelback is the Molson Canadian of music. That's funny. Nobody likes Molson. But again, that's like, I don't even drink beer, so I don't fucking know. Maybe I would like it. But I think that's, I don't know. It's like, is Pokemon the scapegoat for nerds? It's like My Little Pony, right? You know, you've got the fucking...
The bronies.
And like, of course, the way I said that is totally...
Yeah.
Like the fucking bronies. Like, I don't... it's easy. To me, it's weird, but like, I'm not going to stop them. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's whatever.
Like,
yeah.
My thing is they're fucking watching the show and I playing the games or doing whatever. Like, there's nobody's getting hurt.
No.
Not a single person is getting hurt.
Right. No.
Do we care?
No.
No. Yeah. It's like nobody gets hurt when people play. Like that's in that. So that was another thing that I wanted to segue into. As I drink something because my throat is super dry. Penn Jillette, you know, Penn and Teller.
Yeah, yeah.
He apparently is pretty... sorry, I'm trying to... He basically said something like 3 years ago, and I don't know why it resurfaced, but so I'm watching this YouTube... there was a YouTube video. He was on some Daily Show, and is this not going to load up? And he was on... what is it? The when? Okay, so this was from December of 2012, and Penn Jillette was on the Wendy Williams Show defending art and artists, including video games, from people trying to blame them for real life violence. And so this must have been spawned from the Sandy Hook shooting, if I had to guess, because it would have been right around that same time. Right. And he was basically saying, like, Shakespeare is art. Like Call of Duty is art, and you can't say that because millions of people, you can't say that because one person played Call of Duty and then committed a tragedy that everyone else who plays Call of Duty is going to do the same thing or is thinking the same thing, right?
Right.
And so he's like, you know, Shakespeare dealt with art in the way of suicide, murder, you know, love, and it's art, and it never compelled anyone to go, you know, start murdering people. And then the other thing was that one of the people on the show was like, there's 300 million people in this country and 310 million guns. And he was just immediately like, it doesn't break down that way. And you know that. He was like, that doesn't, and because he's like, that doesn't mean that everyone in the country has 1.0001 guns, you know?
Yeah, right.
And he was just saying that, you know, there's a lot of people who have multiple guns. So that's
true.
And he said, and this is the one thing he said, most people are overwhelmingly good. And I think that's the true statement. Most people are overwhelmingly good. And he said, you know, most people who have guns never use them. So he's like, and then one of the people who I don't remember what her name was, cuz I'm not going to play the video to watch it again, cuz then that would be distracting. She said something about the fact that the kid had Asperger's, and he immediately jumped on her and was like, no, 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 no. You know, you can't say because he had, you know, Asperger's that he was less able to, you know, understand right from wrong, basically.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you know, I have friends that have this and they have the ability to understand these different emotions, and that's unfair to them and to that, you know, group of people. To sit there and say that, you know, this is why it happened. He's like, when
you have this, that's why.
Yeah. So he was like, when are we just gonna blame the people? You know?
Yeah.
Why when exactly. are we gonna just blame the people and not, you know, say video
not
games?
Just,
and he was like, he said something about one of the people went to mention something about Jamie Foxx, and because he's like outspoken on violence in movies and games, which is ironic because he's in so many violent movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that, like, I really don't like Jamie. I don't like Jamie Foxx at all because of that. I think he's talented as an actor, but I fucking hate him as a person, because
Right.
I think it's bullshit for you to sit there and say, violence in movies and games makes people violent, but you continue to profit off of said violence in movies. And in
Exactly.
one movie, he's specifically in The Kingdom. At the end of it, he murders a child. I mean, he's in Saudi Arabia, and it's the son of a terrorist who pulls a gun on him, but he shoots the kid. So I'm like, oh, so you're okay with being in a movie where you kill a child,
Right.
be it fake and part of the storyline of this movie, but it still occurred. So you were okay with
Yeah.
making money, getting paid to do that scene, but I shouldn't be able to play Halo because it's too violent. It might make me
Right, because I'm
violent.
just gonna
But
go,
it's
yeah.
like, my problem is you acting out all these scenes is far more,
It's still, yeah,
it's
just
far
saw the
more,
act it out.
in it than me playing a video game staring at a bunch of pixels on a screen, right? You're literally holding a gun that fires blanks and pointing it at a child and shooting. And if you screw up the scene, you got to do it again. Like,
Multiple takes.
so in the like, Collateral was that movie where he was the cab driver,
Oh yeah, with
with
Tom
Tom Cruise.
Cruise. Yeah.
And that, like, he's not necessarily particularly violent, but he's in a
Violent.
movie that's pretty fucking violent.
Violent, yeah.
So it's like, oh, it's okay for you to make millions of dollars doing this stuff, but
Yeah.
like, I can't play video games
Don't
because
do it in, yeah, don't
they'll
do it
make
in.
me do boy things.
Yeah. Give me a
So it's
break.
just, yeah, that's the thing, right? Give me a fucking break. So it's really
Yeah.
frustrating. It's super frustrating because it's just like, can we get off of this line?
Right.
And it's funny how that this video, and I'll put it in the I will link the YouTube video with Penn Jillette in the comments, or not the comments, but the little post for the episode, so that you guys can watch it. It's uncanny how 3 years later and it still is relevant,
Still, yeah.
because it's just like,
Well, it's
just
like
go ahead.
I was gonna say, it's like that whole thing with the music and what was it, that Columbine, where they sat Marilyn Manson down and they said, "Well, what have you done?" And he's like, "Well, I wouldn't have done anything. I would have actually talked to them. I wouldn't have blamed the music. I wouldn't have blamed this or that. I would have just sat there and talked to them
Right.
instead of just blame point, pointing the finger at somebody. Just talk to them. That's it. Why blame this because of their violent behavior, No one took the time to figure out why, this was going on or what their issues were, not instead of just, oh, nope, Iron Maiden, whatever, Metallica, that caused them to do it.
Right. Yeah,
It's ridiculous.
I just I'm gonna pu I pulled up a thing from Rolling Stone from 1999. See if I can get the exact quote, because it is a great quote.
Like
Where is
he
it?
says something like that. I don't know if he said
Yeah,
that
that's the thing.
exactly.
He's that's what
He
he
basically
Yeah,
said
I know,
something
I
that's
remember
like,
it. He said
yeah.
I wouldn't talk, because they said, what would you say to him or something, and he said, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't have listened to them,
Where was
Let
it?
them do the talking.
God damn it. Where's the interview? Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Sorry, everybody. You're just gonna have to wait a minute while I figure this out. And who knows? Maybe I'll just bump the.
Bump there.
But I'll just cut. Like, I'll cut the audio, so it'll just be like random bits of stopping talks.
It's kind of
Yeah,
it's
I don't know. I can't find
super
the exact quote, but
ridiculous.
it's yeah. It's that's the thing. It's like, would you blame
Stop.
someone?
Yeah, stop pointing the blame at something
Yeah, I
and
mean,
just
okay, so there's a bunch of memes of it, and where is
to
it?
dive into it.
I What if the kids were here? What would you say? I wouldn't say anything. I'd listen to them, which nobody else did. That's what he said. And
Yeah.
that's probably pretty true. But I th yeah, it's like, you can't, at one point, this dumb fight has to, like, and I didn't say fight, but it's
Right.
just like this dumb
The
stance.
debate.
Yeah, this
Yeah.
dumb debate on these things needs to stop, because I don't think playing violent video games make you violent. I don't think because, you like Pokemon or anime or whatever.
Doesn't mean you're not gonna end up getting married
Yeah,
or
it doesn't mean you're destined to a life of solitude.
oh, not at all.
Like,
I think what
it's so frustrating because it's like there is somebody who likes the same shit as you out
it's
there,
true.
you know? And it's like,
All these developers that make these things, I'm pretty sure most of them are married or have some kind of spouse
or
or
have at one point had a relationship, you know, if they're
yes.
single right now. It's like, it's not like they, because they became a video game developer, they were like, I fucking folded my deck at that
This is
point. That
yeah,
was
this is
it for
it.
me.
Just, live in my mom's basement. I don't do anything else. Like,
Yeah.
no, they clearly,
Clearly, these pe like all of the people in the gaming community have lives and understand, you know, that life exists. And, you know, many of the people don't necessarily have significant others who necessarily work in the industry either, which is kind of cool because it means that the people that they're with like video games enough to be married to somebody or in a relationship with somebody who like 100% of their job is video games. But it's cool. I mean, it's like opposites attract, much like people who like a lot of the same shit, generally speaking. It's like we're just like crossing a whole bunch of topics, but it's no different than like guys who, or just, see, I say guys, and that's me being unfair. When people pick on girl gamers, one, a very big percentage of that is women picking on other women. And that you can go fucking look on comment sections across the board, and you will see women ripping apart other women. For what reason, I don't know. You also see men being dicks.
True.
But it's one of those things where I'm like, well, I don't get why guys pick on girl gamers, because, like, if you're a guy who likes girls,
Pretty goddamn attractive.
wouldn't that be fucking awesome if your
That's rad
girlfriend,
'cause you want a girl to play games with you, not someone that just sat there and got mad when you wanted to sit there and play Destiny or something.
yeah, like
When
I
she
would,
wants to jump on with you, that's exciting.
yeah, like I wouldn't be like, nah, fuck you. You get in the kitchen, I'm playing Destiny. Like, I don't get it. I don't get why, like, oh, I like video games. No, you don't. You don't like video games. Like, I like video games.
Stupid mindsets.
Name the fourth boss in the second Zelda. Right? Nerd checking or geek check, whatever that is, geek checking.
Yeah, something like
Because I
that.
remember there was a panel I was at PAX East 2 years ago where, like, this, it was, you know, a women in gaming thing, and a good friend of mine was one of the panelists, and I remember one of the questions at the end was like, how do you deal with geek checking? And she was like, I was sitting in line, and this guy was like asking me about something, and he was clearly geek checking me, and one of the people in the panel was like, actually, I think he was hitting on you. And I think that you, she was like, I'm not trying to like say you're wrong. She's like, but he wasn't like, the questions were kind of just generic, you know, gaming questions, like just asking her stuff about her opinions on video games, not necessarily being like, oh yeah, spell, I don't know, spell some difficult name of a character in a game that you wouldn't be able to spell. Like, it was more like, oh, you know, do you like, you know, Commander Shepard or something else, you know, just like an innocuous question, like, who's your favorite Mario character or whatever. And they were like, I think on this one, he was probably just trying to use gaming as a common ground for the two of you to have a conversation, because he probably, you know, wanted to talk to you, maybe thought you were cute or
Not you
something.
attractive,
Yeah. And but I think geek checking in like geek cred and all that kind of fun stuff exists. And I think it's stupid.
It's
Like,
stupid. We're all different levels of, I guess, geek or nerd. We all have our random facts we know, and some know more than others, some don't.
if
But
we
there's
all
still
knew the
that geek
same,
of
it would
the
be pretty
fact
fucking
that,
boring.
yeah, exactly. If we all knew the same things, then
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, I don't like comic books. I don't. I really don't. It's more because I probably just don't like reading.
It's not for everyone, yeah.
Like, I don't know. I can't sit and like flip through it. Like, I think I have like two comic books, and like, I don't think I could sit and just read them.
Might
But
throw some stuff on my phone, yeah.
I just think it's cool when people have these like ridiculous collections, because I like to collect things, right? You know, I have a massive video game collection. So like it's we have
That you
you know,
do.
I have common ground with people on that. Like, oh, you collect video games? I collect comic books. Oh, you collect, you know, model cars? I collect comic books. Like,
Right.
it would be like if I walked into somebody's house and they had a collection of salt and pepper shakers.
Right.
Which, and I'm using that as an example because I know somebody who collects salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah, I know someone that collects Coke products.
Yeah, oh yeah. I used to collect some of that stuff. I usually try to get, which I'm pretty shitty at, and I only have like three of them.
More vintage stuff.
Not even the vintage stuff, but every year Coke does the Christmas,
Oh, yeah,
the little
the collectible.
ornament ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have like three of those. But like 2007, 2009, and like 2014. Like I don't have anything in sequence, but like
Still
I know of somebody.
there.
They're no longer in my life, but they collected salt and pepper shakers. And like I remember being on Google or eBay with them, like looking at salt and pepper shakers. And in my head, I'm like, what the fuck would you collect this for?
Yeah.
But who, you know what?
But now that
Whatever.
you look at it, yeah, it's like,
Like I mean, even then, I was just like, it didn't buy. I just thought it was kind of dumb. But like,
It was, yeah.
if you like trinkets of that nature, then sure. I mean, and some of
Do it.
them were neat. Like there was like Disney salt and pepper shakers. There was just kind of artsy ones, kind of just like generic, you know, clear glass, but the glass is in these ridiculous, you know, shapes. And then it's more about the object and not necessarily what it represents.
Right,
You know,
yeah.
it's like salt and pepper shakers as an art form, which is just. But so here's the short story. Stop fucking picking on people because they
Yeah, don't
like a
be a
thing that
dick.
you don't like, especially
Yeah.
when you like similar things.
Right.
It's like, you don't like VR Troopers? Good luck having the life, loser.
Right.
It's just I just it's just it grinds my gears.
It's frustrating.
So.
Especially if it's like you said that they are not just that person, but anyone's like an avid fan of Marvel or DC, what Disney, whatever,
Yeah,
you
like if
know?
you're huge into Disney, but you're like, eh, Pokemon's stupid.
Yeah, it's like really, because animation, you know?
Do you ever see Live Free or Die Hard, Bruce Willie?
I have not, but I know of it.
Okay, there's a part where he's in like a little bunker basement thing. It's really just his mom's basement with Kevin Smith, and
Oh, yeah, I heard
there's a
about
big
this.
cutout of Boba Fett, and Bruce Willis is just kind of looking at it, and Kevin Smith's like, "Huh, rocking the Fett, huh?" And then Bruce Willis is like, "Eh, I was always more of a Star Wars guy." But he's dead serious, right? Like he just doesn't know. And Kevin Smith is like, "Always more of a Star Wars guy. You can't bring a cop into my command center." And then the idiot kid, you know, I'm a Mac.
Oh, Justin Long.
Thank you. He's like, "No, it's cool. It's fine." Bruce Willis is like, "It's a basement." And then Kevin Smith's like, "It's a command center." It's a great scene just because it like breaks a lot of tension
How
that had been
they,
going on in
yeah.
the movie. And like I'm sure there's people who'd be like, "That movie sucked." I'd be like, "Nah, it's actually entertaining. It's Bruce Willis shooting people and kicking the shit out of people. It's awesome.
It's kind of what
It's
he gets paid to
exactly
do.
it's actually exactly what he does in like every movie, so relax. With the exception of
Right.
like Unbreakable.
Unbreakable, yeah.
That's like the only movie that I know of him where he's not like some form of law enforcement.
Bang, bang, shoot, shoot, yeah.
Yeah, which you know what? I like those movies.
It's
So
different to see. It's nice to see someone do something different.
not always.
Well, yeah, it's true.
Some
Depends
people
on what they're doing.
can't. Some people have to do the same thing over and over again.
Bang, bang,
But
shoot, shoot, it's
it's
true.
you know, the short answer is you know, I like and here's a perfect example, right? Me being that type of person, like I always thought gunners were dumb. I really did. I
Right,
always thought I
yeah.
thought gunner glasses were dumb. I just I
I
still
didn't get it either.
kind of think they're dumb, right? Like I think I look like a dope wearing them, but I finally caved and was like, you know what? If they really do help my eyes, then it's totally worth it. And if it makes it so my eyes don't bother me as much when I'm playing video games, like I don't think they give you, and maybe they don't. I don't know. Maybe they do for some people. Like I don't think they give me a competitive edge. I don't think that wearing them makes me a better player. But
No, right.
if wearing them means my eyes are not in pain after playing video
for
games for
so
like four
long. Yeah.
hours straight, or staring at my computer at work all day, you know,
Cool.
working on a design file, like, then awesome. But I do think that wearing these translucent blue framed glasses with yellow tint
Kind of weird.
kind of looks dumb.
Right.
But, you know, maybe that's just me and my face, and maybe I need to get a different pair that is more, you know, suits my face better, like just like
Are
me.
they customizable? Or in a sense?
They have different pairs, and you can get
Okay.
prescriptions. So I assume that if you get a prescription, you can send them
It can
like send
happen.
them a
Gotcha.
frame. Yeah, I don't know. I
Ah,
know there's
gotcha.
there are multiple variations, but the ones that I got, which are the Intercepts, are like the most popular one they sell, I think, because they're kind of the least expensive.
The least expensive, yeah.
They're like, I think they retail for like 70, but there's
70,
usually
yeah.
they're usually on sale at PAX. So I said,
Why
when I
not?
was at PAX Prime, I just said, you know what, fuck it,
Why not? Let's try it.
I'll give it a shot. And you know what, I do find that I you know, obviously it's always annoying because I'm like, geez, everything looks so yellowy, right?
Yeah.
Because they're yellow tinted, and that's a bit annoying. But like and I prefer cool colors to begin with. So like when I take them off, I'm like, oh man, I wish the screen looked like that. But at the same time, like if it's making it so my head doesn't bother me from staring at stuff, like it is worth. And I don't, the problem is the jury's still out. I don't.
It's like on, you're still kind of on the fence.
I can't. I just can't tell. I can't tell, but it
Make it, I guess,
feels like
sharper, clearer.
it's not even that anything is clearer. They have like a slight like magnification, probably because it's just you're putting a piece of like glass in front of your face, which would naturally, you know, magnify anything a slight amount. But I don't know. It just changes the tint so that the light, the blue light or white light or whatever the like l in you know light that's being emitted from the television doesn't. Tr it's the light that,
Doesn't
well, it's like it's what basically keeps your brain thinking it's awake and thinking it needs
yeah
to be doing whatever. And so if you're constantly looking at that type of light, your eyes have to work really hard, or I don't know. I'm not an optometrist. I don't fucking know. Something about the way that the light is emitted from TVs and screens and phones and all that fun stuff isn't good to just constantly have it. So these make it so your eyes can do it easier, because apparently when it's filtered through the like UV lenses on the glasses, it mitigates all that kind of junk. They make
Gotcha.
sunglasses too. Like they make these, and they also make actual like
So
sunglasses for like
for
everyday apparel. And
everyday wearing glasses.
you can get them in the same thing. So I could have got like sunglasses in the Intercepts or in whatever other types of frames they have. But I think that you can straight up send your frames to them and have them put lenses in them. You know, they just must custom make them.
Right.
Because I know one of my friends has an older pair of gunners that they don't make the frame anymore, and she needs new prescription. So she was like, well, what do I do? And they were like, well, just send them in. It's like, oh,
Oh, there's
boom. You know, problem solved. So,
works.
but it's, yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things where like I'm not the type to start shit, but like some shit just annoys me and I just don't get it, and I'm just like, why? You know? Because
It's
it is
ridiculous.
ridiculous. It's like, yeah. Because like if I see like a 40-year-old dude wearing a, I don't know, Captain America shirt,
Right.
I'm not gonna be
Not gonna
like,
automatically assume, oh,
oh,
haha,
he like he's a
he's not.
loser. I'm not gonna be like, good luck. Like
Yeah.
it's no different than the little girl who wanted to see Frozen and she wanted to wear her Elsa dress.
Oh,
So
yeah.
her uncle wore an Elsa dress and went with her. Because he was like, no, they're gonna pick on us both if they're gonna pick on you. And first off, dude's jacked out of his mind. Like nobody was gonna
No,
mess with this
yeah,
guy.
not at all.
Tattooed jack dude wearing an Elsa dress at the movie theater
Yeah,
to see
just to
Frozen
make his, yeah, just
to make his
to,
niece feel better. But yeah, and that and like
but yeah.
that's the problem. That is literally the problem. The fact that this little girl who's young and wants to go see a Disney movie is that nervous about
Afraid,
being
yeah.
picked on. That shit needs to stop. Like, how can you sit here and say that, like, you know, and I'm not going to be like, that society has never advanced, but how can you say that we're, like, all great to each other when there are literally kids in, you know, first world countries who are afraid to go to a movie theater and see a movie because she's going to get picked on because she wants to wear the dress of the character at the movie she's going to see, which inadvertently the only people who would seemingly be making fun of her are the other people in the theater to see the same goddamn movie.
Right.
So it's okay for them to watch the movie not in an Elsa dress, but if she wants to wear an Elsa dress, she can't. Right. I don't get that. I think that's
completely, utterly.
Yeah, I feel for those kids, and I think that the internet has made that way worse for everybody, you know, because now people are taking pictures of people, and like, I'm not going to say that you can't do that because it's the free world, and if you're out in public, you know, I guess in theory someone can snap a picture of you and post it online without your permission, but that's really not cool. How it should be working.
God, no.
In theory, I don't think you can take a video of somebody without their consent, especially if it has their face. But like, it sucks because that is what happens, right? You know, the group mentality of like, somebody takes a picture of somebody and then posts it online and it's like, oh, this guy's dope.
Right.
Or like, look at this idiot wearing a Elsa dress. Like, it's not cool. Does that make you feel good about yourself?
Right.
Like, one of the and I don't necessarily have the same fears. I generally don't like wearing clothing that advertises anything because I don't like giving away free advertisement.
Right.
It's really 90% of what it comes down to. I paid for the item. I don't want to pay to, you know, advertise your fucking brand for you. So generally speaking, everything I wear is blank. Except it can, like, sometimes at conventions I'll wear, like, you know, if I'm going to be doing a lot of Sony stuff, I'll wear a Sony shirt.
But yeah.
You know, like, when I'm streaming, I'll wear my Filthy Casual shirt. Mm-hmm. You know, I wore that when I was at PAX as well, for one day. Because it's cool. Like, you get a high five from somebody who recognizes a shirt.
Yeah.
Which this was a great story, too. So I was in the middle of an interview with somebody for one of their games.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody walked by wearing a t-shirt that said hashtag the Pew Pew Life. Now, that is Colleen Noir's thing. That's his slogan, the Pew Pew Life, because he's an avid Second Amendment pro-gun. I think he's a lawyer, but he's also a spokesperson for the NRA. Not that I'm like super big into the NRA, but I think the NRA has some things they need to change about what they do. But otherwise, they're fighting the good fight for Second Amendment people. Which I'm sure I'll get a whole bunch of shit for that in the comments if people want to post in the comments or tweet at us. And seemingly nobody would know what that shirt means. You'd see the hashtag the Pew Pew Life and be like, whatever. And maybe you'd go Google the hashtag. And I saw the shirt and I immediately, mid-interview, stepped aside and was like, dude, love your fucking shirt. Fucking rules. And then jump back in the interview. And even the guy, the developer, was like, what's the, and I was like, oh, it's this guy, he's firing. I was like, I'm pro gun. So it's a pro gun thing. I was like, nobody seemingly would know what that is. You just, it would just be like a t-shirt, you know? And even the kid was like, oh, that's, you know, the guy, when I say kid, he's probably around my age too. He thought it was awesome because somebody recognized his shirt. But that was, you know, that's one of those things. Like, you know, it's like when when you're driving and, like, people have tons of bumper stickers on their car. But, like, now people are doing the, they do the airport codes. Like,
airport codes?
So maybe it's more an East Coast thing. I don't know, because there's a lot of flying. People will do the little oval stickers and it'll have, like, LAX. Oh. Or ACK ACK, which is, I think that's Martha's Vineyard, or like SFO would be San Francisco. So people have like those little things, and usually it'll be, you know, they have ones for like the different high schools that are in our area. And it's like, I always see them on the backs of cars, and I'm like, I don't give a shit where your kid goes to school, right? I don't. But then I always see the ones where I went to school, because I, you know, I went to a private high school, and I'm always like, oh, cool. He or his son went to that school.
It's a school, yeah.
It's like, oh, cool. We share something in common, but like, I'm not putting that sticker on my car
God, no.
because I don't want to deal with it. And
Right. No.
here's a fun little story. When so my Tahoe has stickers on it from the previous owner that I never took off of the high school that his kids went to, and I never got around to taking them off because I don't care that much. And when I let my brother take my car down to Florida, he's at like some rest stop between here and Florida,
So
and
snap.
some fucking guy yells over to him about the school. And like,
Oh,
my
shit.
brother he's oblivious to this because
Things are
he
fucked.
didn't go to that school. And
Right.
like it and finally the guy's like, "Hey." And he's like, "You went to whatever." I'm not going to say the school because
Yeah,
I'm
no,
not doing that.
yeah.
And my brother's like, "No, it's I the car is used. Those were the previous owners. I didn't go to that school, but I know the school because I am from the area." But it was just kind of awkward. Like, it was just kind of hilarious and awkward that like the guy is like shouting from a ga like another gas pump.
Yeah.
Like, "Hey, we went to the same school." And it's like, "No, we didn't actually."
Oh.
But
Funny.
it's no different than like when it's like another way for people to identify, but it's another way for people to pick on people. Like I've picked on people who have bumper stickers that are like just dumb. You know, it's like I'd rather be driving a Titleist, you know, like
Yeah.
the golf one. And I'm always like, nah, you know, my other car is a X-wing or an A-wing, and I'm always
Minor
like,
car.
ah, Star Wars
Your
guy.
mom, yeah.
But I like it's one of those things where I'm just like,
Okay.
I don't like to give any more information out than is necessary. So like,
Right.
I drive a car, it has to have a license plate on it, says a license plate on it. Like, it's like when it's, you know, you see, I still see people with like Obama Biden stickers on their car,
Jesus fish, yeah.
or the Jesus fish, or like even people with like Bush Cheney stickers. And I'm like, didn't at one point, aren't you going to take that sticker off? Like, does it,
Yeah,
like, one, it's irrelevant, but like, two, is it worth people giving you shit about it? Because I imagine there's no way somebody has not given them shit about the old, you know, sticker on their car. So it's, you know, anyways, to each their own. I think we need to stop being so goddamn critical. And I'm definitely, you know,
like
I'm
I'm not gonna
guilty.
say I have my moments either, but definitely guilty, but at the same time, I understand that, not everyone has the same mindset I do about things. So I'm not going to continue to be like, oh, well, you're not going to get this because you like that.
Yeah, like, oh,
It's like
you like, you know, like it was like, you know, liking Britney Spears or was the other one, the blonde one,
Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera, you know, like, or NSYNC in
Backstreet
Backstreet
Boys
Boys,
or
right?
whatever. Yeah.
You know, it was like if you didn't like one or the other, you're dead to the other group of
Yeah,
people,
you're terrible. Yeah.
you know. But then, and then it be so that was the thing too, right? So when I was a kid, it was okay to like NSYNC or Backstreet Boys
Right.
up until about 8th grade,
Yeah.
and then it was like,
Then.
no, you couldn't publicly announce that you liked that music.
Right.
It was no go.
And then now it's okay to announce it again,
Right now it's okay. Now you can be
which
like, yeah, I
pisses me
like
off.
Justin
It's like
Timberlake.
all these things that we thought were cool, no one liked, but now that it's cool. It's cool now, but it's like, no, you didn't think it was cool when I thought it was cool. Why is it cool now?
Yeah, like
Don't like don't do that.
I
Don't
was.
join. Don't be a bandwagoner.
I was big into Dave Matthews when I was a kid, and then I was just like, and then I was getting picked on for it. And then the kids who picked on me in grade school for it are huge
Like,
DMB
yeah.
fans, stoners, and whatever. And I'm just like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, you
Really?
shit.
It's like you made my life a living hell in grade school because I liked music. And it's not like I fucking played it during class and tortured you with it. It's like I listened to it on
Right.
my headphones on the fucking bus on a cassette tape. It's like, but whatever, man. Like, I may say, like, you look dumb. Generally speaking, I may say it directly to myself, and that's pretty much it.
Right.
But I don't care. Like, whatever. You
Oh,
know, and
yeah.
the reality is I'm usually thinking to myself, like, oh, that fucking idiot's driving a Mercedes. Fuck him. And then I'm thinking, well, he obviously makes enough money to buy the Mercedes, so I guess fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not driving a Mercedes.
Right. Joke's on me.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, because like tons of people, every time like somebody cuts me off, that's probably where you'd find me at my worst. You know,
Oh.
a YouTube series of me driving around and just cutting all the clips of when people cut me off, or like when people do stupid shit. I tend to monologue a lot, like when I'm driving. Like I just
Kind of
talk.
like to see this.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Like literally, I'll drive home for a half
Why
an
did
hour
you do
having a
this?
fake conversation with a person who isn't there.
I kind of do that
And
sometimes.
this conversation will most likely never exist, right? Because
No.
I'm never gonna say this shit to a person in
Oh,
real
God,
life.
no. Yeah.
And
Sit there and call some fuck
I'll be
face,
like
sir.
mid like in the monologue, and somebody will do, and I'll be like, "What the fuck was that all about? Fucking
Yeah.
idiot! You don't just pull out into traffic like that." But
Right.
anyways, you doing this bullshit, you know? And then I go right back
Yeah.
into it, and I just. Yeah.
People. I guess
Well,
not people, the drivers. Some
yeah.
drivers.
So anyways, I remember how I wanted to start this thing. Everybody, just relax.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't, it's, yeah. So, this week I've been saying seemingly a lot now instead of literally. If it's not one word, it's another. I don't have any shout outs. So if you have any shout outs, feel free.
Shout out to the Ultra Girls that are not here right now.
Fair enough. Shout out to Ultra Girls Cosplay at Ultra Girls Cos. COS, not like CAUSE. They will hopefully be a guest on next week's episode. There's some scheduling snafus.
We'll
But.
figure it out. Oh, wait, no, they're not going to be here. That's right.
Oh, is
They're
there
going to
another
be
event?
Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be Georgia.
Okay. Fair enough. I just. Don't be a dick. And
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I always say I'm an asshole, and I think most people would be like, "You're not really an asshole." And I'd be like, "Well, you're not with me 90% of the time." But the reality is, you know, like Penn Jillette said, most people are overwhelmingly good. Because most people are. So
It's true.
it's frustrating that, you know, because someone likes Marvel or someone likes Pokemon or someone likes Destiny or Call of Duty or Halo or not Call of Duty, you know, what does it do? I don't know. What does it? It doesn't affect you.
Yeah, why does it affect you that much that you have to downplay someone for
Like you have to
what they're
downplay them in like a negative, a real, like in an un
like, yeah.
unrealistically negative way.
Yeah. Why?
And it's like I don't know. Am I overreact? Like that's the thing, right? I can't tell if you know, maybe I'm just overreacting, and maybe I should have been like whatever. But it's like
Right.
my problem is I see that comment and I'm like, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah,
You know,
no, I don't.
I see people say shit in comments on like friends of mine's YouTube video, and I'm all, like, and I'll direct message them and be like, what the fuck is it with these people? And they're like, I try not to read into it, and I'm like, but that's such,
Still,
like, it's
like,
so like that's such a blatant
bullshit.
misreading of your YouTube video. It's like, how can you sit here and not want to just be like, listen, dude. And like, I know that, you know, Greg Miller has said that like he'll reply to comments, and other bigger YouTubers have said it too. They'll be like, I'll reply to a comment, and then somebody be like, oh shit, I'm so I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Like they just needed an outlet to pick on somebody, but then like when they realize they're a real person, they're like, oh shit.
Right, yeah. So I don't think people realize that. Half these times, just because they don't always reply to you, they
Doesn't mean
read
that,
your shit.
yeah,
Yeah, they
doesn't mean they
read your
don't see it.
stuff. Yeah, they'll read it.
So yeah, so I don't know.
Don't be a dick. Watch what you say, for one. Common sense. There we go. Common sense.
Yep.
Relax. Common sense. Watch what you say. Boom.
Boom. So I guess that'll do it for episode 39 of the Disconnected Gamers podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at the DGcast. You can follow me on Twitter at So After I Said. You can follow Mike on Twitter at MTong1. And That's it for today. So we will catch you
on the flip.